So we are live coming from Mexico, Cancun slash Riviera Maya. We thought it'd be fun to come in our robes, so don't worry, we have clothes underneath. Typically do our morning dates in the morning, and our mornings have been crazy. If you guys don't know, we're Dave Matthews fans, so we're a Dave and Tim, what do you call it?
Experience.
Experience. Dave Matthews. So Dave Matthews band and Dave and Tim Experience. So it's been fun and amazing. And today's the last day. And so we thought we'd do our morning date live in the afternoon because we're getting ready for dinner here in a second.
Hence the robes.
And we just wanted to jump on and kind of just talk about where we're at. A lot of people see me doing a lot of things right now, and there's a lot of chatter,
What?
a lot of chatter. And I want to kind of just talk to you guys about what am I doing, like the Leia, the AI. I have the community going on that it's extremely active right now. And why am I doing these things, and what are they for, and how are they different than other things? And I'm extremely excited for it, and it's been fun. And but I'm not here to sell you on it because it doesn't cost you any money. And I'm not here to convince you. I want to explain to you why I'm doing what I'm doing right now and where I'm at in my life, and versus where we see maybe some other people, because there's a lot of skepticism out there around anything, even AI, not just my product, but there's a lot of skepticism out there. And I would love to explain to you, why are you doing?
Where's our head at?
Where's our head at? Like today I just posted, I forgot to tell everyone, inside of Leia, I uploaded all of my organizing content, training, pricing, structure, all of it's inside of Leia.
Professional organizing.
My professional organizing, that we use and organize it. Hours of footage of videos that we've organizing houses, and I forgot to tell everybody it was in there. I literally just remembered it today because I was giving some tips because everybody's stuck inside their homes right now, and I was giving out some tips on hey, here's some great things to do in your house. And I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot that I put all of this organizing stuff inside of Leia, and I'm giving it to everybody. And that's what makes everyone extremely skeptical
Skeptical.
right now. Why would I give this to everybody? Right? But why not sell it?
In a world where nothing is free.
And why not sell it? And I kind of want to explain just where my and Chris's heart and head and passion are at, and what we're trying to do. And so that everyone kind of has a clear understanding. And I think you launch a product or a service, but if people don't understand why you're doing this, there, people are like, that's weird. Why is she doing that? And we want to kind of just explain that from Mexico. But it's more about, how we kind of talk through things in our morning dates. This is a personal share of why I'm doing this and a value. I want to share my values with you guys on what's important to me. So let's just use the organizing, for example. I could have sold you guys an organizing course. I could have. I could have made a few bucks, could have sold it to a few people, but I'm not about watch this module or do this thing. And to be honest, right now, I'm in a time in my life right now where I'm all about trying to impact as many people as possible. To touch. And so if I sold that organizing course, it wouldn't have its potential to reach as many people, to impact as many people, to help as many people. And we live in a world now full of abundance. Information is at our fingertips. I had a saying you can't sell the same shit to smarter people anymore. And we're all smarter people now. We are.
AI has made people smarter.
We're smarter. And so instead of saying, let me package up my organizing and sell it to you, I loaded it into Leia and said, let me give it to you. Why is this more impactful to let me give it? Because you still have to learn it. You still have to make it your own. You still have to ask the questions. It will give you the training. It will give you how we how do we do it, and How do I suggest that you do it? How do you structure it? It'll give you all that. But watching a video, to me, is only a small step of the process. To like really get someone from like, or get someone to execution mode.
Yeah. I think you really nailed it with that is what I've seen, like with your approach and what we've learned and through talking about it is, how do we get people to change? Because that was also the big thing with One Layer Deep and writing the book is how do we get people to move?
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, because we could sell you and talk you through things all day long, but there was a massive gap. And at least what I've noticed, which was the consumption of information, but the hardest part is the execution. And that's what One Layer Deep is all about. The book, going through that. And again, I jumped in halfway through into the book writing process, but what was it, about a year, year and a half? Year and a half in writing One Layer Deep. But everything was distilling down or boiling down to how do we help people move?
Yeah. And there's no, you know, from where I'm coming from, even with writing the book, you guys don't even want to know how much money it cost me to write that book. I will not make it back. I will not make it back. And writing a book is from passion. It's for impact. People will buy a $20 book versus, you know, a $3,000 course. You can reach more people. And so writing a book was pure passion. Like I said, you don't do it to make money. You don't do it to get rich at all. You do it to reach as many people as possible. And, you know, from the book, then so many people struggle with implementation. How do I make a game plan? How do I create a micro play? And then we started with like a ChatGPT prompt to help people make a micro play, a system, an SOP, whatever you call it. And then it just kept evolving to, and I said, I want this. I want our own AI that will help people map their companies, organize and map their companies, right? Then they need to learn how to refine it. Then they need a community to go in and say, hey, what does this look like? Hey, am I missing any gaps? It's completely community driven on systems, processes. Then you can execute, right? Then you can take it and execute it. And, you know, I gave, and here's the one thing I want to make really clear. I gave everything that was mine into the AI. I did not put anyone's content or information in there that didn't belong to me. That's unethical. And I didn't do that. And so, but I have years of experience, right? Years of learning as far as, the organizing business. I had a bar, I've had a restaurant. I grew up in show business.
We've had hundreds of, just trainings through various.
I own WooRecruit, one of the best recruiting programs out there. Like we've recruited 10,000 technicians. I own softwares. I am extremely versed in business, and it's crazy because business is the same for every business fundamentally. Yeah, delivering the product is slightly different, the product or service. But leading people, managing people, documenting a process, that's my passion. I don't care. Oh, you run a business. I don't care. I'm not here to tell you that. There are great coaches out there that can tell you how to run the business.
But behind every part of the business, regardless of how it's run, is a system that runs it. And so that's where things sit, is figuring out what that system needs to look like and making it run in the simplest way possible.
And so I'm just here to help you like document it, capture it, map it out, and let's create that process, right? So it can then run, it's organized. You know where to find it. So Laya, our AI, it comes from One Layer Deep, right? L-A-Y.
So it's L-A-Y-A.
Yeah. Laya, our AI, won't just help you make your systems, your game plans, your microbes. It also helps you organize them, right? It's not 100% done. We're still working on that. It's still like super in its infancy.
Yeah.
But it will help you organize them, and it's going to be based off of the book, right? So next week, I'm super excited because people are going to see worksheets start to come out because I've been working on how do you map the business in an extremely simple way, extremely, you know, and I got to give credit to SaaS Academy for this. Like, man, they taught us great with like simple frameworks. How do you create a concept? So simple.
Yeah.
that anyone cannot just follow it, but remember it.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you're going to see worksheets starting to come out next week on let me map my pillars in my business, right? Then the game plans, which are like the core systems, then the micro plays inside, and it's going to organize it all for you. So we're super excited.
I'm so excited
for that. It's going to come worksheets first, and then we're going to code it into Leia. And as far as Leia goes, and my mission and my goal with this was, it isn't just like a ChatGPT. I needed something that was more immersive in business. I needed something that was about my team, right? How many of us have said something, we've answered the same question like multiple times. But now if you put that question into Leia, she saves it forever. And she will now tell your team what the right answer is. Not searching through Google Docs, not bothering someone on a vacation, or even tribal knowledge. How many times have we lost an employee and they've taken all the things we taught them with them? Right? That's tribal knowledge.
Yes.
And you're like, oh my God, now I have to start all over. And we're held hostage to like that feeling of I can't fire somebody because I don't have anything documented.
Right.
I can't fire them because I have to then do their job.
And you don't have any way to re-onboard somebody.
Yeah, then re-onboarding is a nightmare. So I'm not here to really talk more about Leia. I'm really here to talk more. And if you want to know more about Leia, it's free. Like,
yeah,
it's for any small business. Business is business at the end of the day, right? And we have 400 or 500 people in there right now. And it's super cool the way it's set up. It's beautiful. My team did an amazing job. And I want to talk more about where I'm at in my life with like I said, uploading the organizing content. Because I had someone tell me, you should sell it, right? You should make a course. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that's not really where I'm at right now. And, you know, I told Chris, I think this was today or yesterday, where I said where I'm at right now. Where I'm at is, honestly, I would rather eat a bologna sandwich than sell a course and have the ability to reach more people. Like if money was the issue.
Yeah.
I think as maybe it's my age. I don't know. Like how many of us own out there own businesses and like we're willing to do like all kinds of stuff for like little to no money because you're passionate about the mission. And it's crazy when you find like that calling you're passionate about. It doesn't. Money is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Money is irrelevant. Because right now, like my goal is, and I'm reading it because I've been working on like, what is, how do I say this in words, as few words as possible.
We went through like the last 4 days walking on the beach, just talking about it. Went through so many different iterations, talking through like, what are we
doing? Yeah. And so like right now, I'm removing layers between people and what they really want in life or their business. I'm removing the layers. This passion project and my core founding members are getting a great experience right now. Like me and Chris are so submerged in it. They want something and we try to make it and we fix it. Like they're just, and they're giving us feedback. But you know, my core passion is like to help organize the like business and life. And, we own an organizing business.
Yeah.
And to just make things simple, because there's a difference between organized, because you could have organized chaos, right? You could have, who has those hangers in their closet where you can put like 8 pairs of jeans on one hanger and they call that like an organizing solution? It's not organizing. It's just find its way to keep more crap. It's about simplifying and organizing. And so, you know, Leia, it was a vision that came to me, when launching the book, and it isn't a white label. It is not a white label AI. So as far as uploading information, we have privacy policies. We're not selling information. We're not sharing your information unless you allow it. It is not a white label as far as like a third party. What are those AIs that are just, you know, it's just like one person to one person where you upload content and it's just an agent that. Can't remember what they're called.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyways, Leia is about your team. about your company. It's about you training her, and then you can give her to your company, and you can add team members in and out very easily. Very easily. I built this for me too.
Yeah.
But it's not a white label. We own it. We've coded it. I even thought about, like, can I make this a nonprofit so that I could prove to people that I'm not after profit? Like, I'm after impact. I haven't went there yet. You know, I'm not sure which direction I want to take it.
Yeah.
But I just felt the need to, like, explain where we were at in life. Well, like I said, maybe it's our age. I wouldn't say we're young, but we're not old.
Right.
I have enough money. And I want to see what this can do.
Yeah.
Like, I want to change the world.
Yeah.
You can't change the world by gatekeeping and pay barriers, like paywalls. You can't. Look at what ChatGPT did for the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, now there's paid versions, but it's still free.
Right.
There'll always be a free version of Leia. Always.
Yeah.
This is something I'm passionate about, and I'm a must, because our developers are like, well, we have to charge. I'm like, no, we don't.
Yeah.
No, we don't. And they're like, how are you going to make money? I'm like, I don't care. I'm not worried about that right now. I will take a pay cut. I'll eat a bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
If I have to. But that's where I'm at. And so I just kind of wanted to share with everyone, because I know I'm just like, this is weird. I don't know what you're doing. I don't understand it. Why are you so, like, passionate about it?
Yeah.
How is this going to help us? It's going to help all of us. And it may not be for everybody. Those people that say, I don't want to share my information, or I own it, like, you know, control freaks. I used to be one. Yeah. Gatekeepers. This is probably not for you. And it's okay. But when we help each other, we all grow.
Yeah. So for me, you talked about, like, the vision and the idea on, like, where we want to go with this. You know, for what we want to do with One Layer Deep and this is, we can't do it yet, because we need the world, or we need business to be at another level than what it is right now. And so we're willing to push it to that point. Like, we got to push it to that point in order to, like, get that next level.
And I've been on all kinds of sides. I'm in software. I'm in house cleaning. I'm in organizing. We've had window cleaning.
Yeah.
We used to have a handyman service. I've owned a bar. I've owned a restaurant. And my other goal is, the small business owner only knows what they know, but at the speed at which you can move, when information is so accessible, is incredible. The speed at which you can move, the small business owner now.
Yeah.
So say, you can't sell the same shit anymore to smarter people. We're smarter people. And then we see AI taking certain things over, and that's okay. But it's interesting. And the other passion is, I want to educate the small business owner. How do I organize my systems? How do I get rid of this chaos? The greatest example is, how do I even document something?
Yeah.
Most people don't even know how to start. And here's I am, and this has been the biggest struggle for me. You guys are all gonna laugh. I'm just like, do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. I don't understand why you can't do it.
So that's what I was gonna say is,
I can't. So I'm like, and I have to draw. And then I have to draw it out, because my brain works different. And I understand that. But I'm like, it's like kind of like your parents, when they're just telling you to do something and don't ask why, just do it.
But this is where the world is stuck right now, is that there's this massive emergence of AI. There's this massive influx of information that's now available to everybody. But the problem is that AI does not fix the moment that you make a decision or decide to act on something. And that's what we need to do, is we need to get to that point so that we can make execution instant.
Yeah.
And that's, right now, like, that's what we're trying to get to.
And you know, we're, like I said, there's great coaches out there that can tell you how to run your business. I don't want to be a coach. I'm a horrible coach. But I want to help you. I don't care how you run a business. Leia was made to help you document how you run your business, right? Refine it, and then execute on it. And I think We all know how to run business. It's pretty simple at its core. Just do great work.
Yeah.
Be good people. What's the bracelet I got the other day? Do good, be good.
No, it's wait. Be good or...
Be good or get that F out of here.
Yeah.
It was a bracelet somebody gave me. But business is pretty simple at its core. Just deliver a really great service. And most of us do that because we care so much. Where we get stuck on is like leadership. Leadership and, you know, how do we lead and manage people? How do we continue to grow? It's scaling. And until you can get part of the company running on its own,
yeah,
you don't have time to do the self-work. No one can teach you that self-work.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. But that's why we got to get the company running so that I can then go do the hard work on myself, the up-leveling, the next thing, the scary things. But if I'm still answering the day-to-day questions, I can't up-level. And so that's where documenting it, mapping it out, feeding it, having a company brain. Like Leia is a company brain. It's a company brain.
Yeah.
If you put anything in it, right, you could keep it. It will produce documents. My intention isn't to keep your stuff. And you don't have to share it either to the open AI. You can choose those settings. And we have some strong disclaimers as well on don't upload things that don't belong to you. Mm-hmm. Because again, we want to make sure we're operating ethical. But, you know, I'm in this place where I want to touch as many people as possible. Because again, the speed at which we can learn is crazy. Business at its core fundamental hasn't changed for a long time. But the speed at which business is changing is completely, completely off the chain.
Yeah.
Like, you can create a business literally in a day now. You can code a software.
Yeah.
Instantly. But business at its fundamental, like managing people, delivering a service, customer service is still customer service.
Mm-hmm.
There was a statement in there about, Tiffany just said it, she was going so fast yesterday that she had to slow down. We talk about that with your coding.
Yeah.
The speed at which we can, and I'm not, when I say we code, I am not coding anything. The speed at which we can code is incredible right now, at which we can make changes,
yeah,
update the platform. And because we're sitting on our own platform, again, we're not white labeled. We're not.
If we wanted this to, if we wanted to.
Like, and no, nothing against GHL. Like we use GHL for certain things, but we're not a bot. It is a platform for the future of business. And at the speed at which they can code because of AI now, they actually have to be careful because they're moving so fast that they're not taking a break. Like my head coder is literally working probably right now. We had to tell him to stop because again, the speed at which you can create is so fast.
Yeah.
It's addictive. What is a white label? So a white label is a platform where you say, I'm going to go use their platform and they let me put my name on it. So GHL is a white label. There is a ton of white label AIs. And so I would just, if you're using a white label AI, just caution, you know, if you're uploading your stuff, you're also uploading it to the white label, right? So let's just say if there's a ton of people who have GHL AI bots, and I hear they're great.
Yeah.
But that AI doesn't just belong to you. It belongs to the person and then the person above them. And yeah.
Right.
Another white label. What's another white label? GHL is the most popular one right now.
I mean, a lot of companies have white labels. Like even Twilio has.
Twilio is a white label. It's the text and email platform.
But
wine? Have you ever been to a place,
yeah,
and Dave Matthews has his own wine?
Yeah.
It's not his wine. It's a white label. It's another wine who puts the label, his face on the label.
everything you get from, a lot of the things you get from like clothing stores or Temu, a lot of them are like redistributed,
yeah,
from manufacturers and somebody else has put their stamp on it.
Put their logo or label on it. Yeah. So white labels are really popular right now with AI and software, because software is getting easier and easier to produce. Again, nothing wrong with white labels. The benefit of us not using a white label is we have unlimited functionality of how we want to use, manipulate, and change the platform for the business owner.
Yeah, because in order for us to like make one layer deep the thing that we see it as, we have to develop it. We have to build it the way we need to build it.
Okay, ChatGPT is the only agent. Yeah, so
yeah,
it's popular right now, and so that's good because ChatGPT has some really strong AI policies. And so if you guys are ever interested in our policies at the bottom of Leia, all of our privacy policies there, our AI policies there, we try to be extremely transparent as possible with all of our policies and terms and conditions.
Even in uploading anything,
yeah,
you'll see a bunch of
warning. You have notices. To own it.
Yeah.
And so I'm extremely excited right now because we're a time in our life where we're builders. We're building and yes. We're building and we're building. And I will eat a bologna sandwich. I told Chris, we were sitting on the beach in Mexico and I said, I'm willing to eat a bologna sandwich if it means I can reach more people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because I just, and I put a post out there yesterday as well. And it was, you know, it was finding inspiration in the insignificance, because 90% of our life is based around seemingly insignificant things. And I think right now what we're trying to do is we're trying to find significance in that and help people to see it.
Yeah.
And take action on it.
Yeah, and I've realized that I have this weird ability to simplify and organize, which for me comes first nature, right? I have other inabilities, believe me. I have other issues. I have other things I cannot do. And I'm extremely motivated to like help businesses organize like their stuff. It's so simple. We're going to make it simple. So like I've been working on drawings on how we're going to organize. How are you going to document your pillars in your business to create your game plans? Then where the micro plays go, and they'll all live inside of Leia. Like I said, first we're going to drop some worksheets so people can kind of start to visualize it, and then we're going to build it out so that you can do that in Leia. So there is no need for Google Drive, right? There is no need for that. We have a lot of things on the roadmap, and I'm super excited for some stuff we're going to be doing in WooRecruit when we come back from this trip. This trip was a planning trip, also a vacation, and we're going to be doing a ton of changes in WooRecruit. So I'm extremely excited for what the future of recruiting looks like in home service. And then the other thing I want to talk about with Leia and what we did. And so, you know, originally I wanted to position it for cleaning. And then we changed our mind and we're positioning it for the small business. Here's why. I own software. I own three. I need a space for everything. At the end of the day, it's all very core of how it runs. I run my software is no different than I run the cleaning. They're the same. Like the product that's delivered is the difference, but not how we manage finances and how we lead and how we have meetings and how we do our marketing. It's the same.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited. So if you own multiple businesses, multiple verticals, you can have more than one Leia. We haven't built it out yet. We want to do a drop down where you can toggle between your businesses.
Yeah.
Because again, I want to sign up, organize it, WooRecruit, sell, convert, clean. My one layer deep team, I have a whole one LD team, marketing and finance team, but I don't want to have five logins.
Yeah.
So I want to drop down so I can switch between my companies because I can build those company brains, right? Because our pricing is different from this thing to this thing, right? And so we're excited. So if you have multiple companies, you can sign up for multiple accounts if the core of the business runs differently. And then lastly, I'm super excited because I don't know why I didn't think of this. I'm going to also sign up with my personal email so I can make it my assistant.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to tell it everything.
The owner's
upload brain. It's like the owner's brain. Here's my assistant. Because you can't do that in ChatGPT.
Yeah. And
you can't.
What I also wanted to, with my vision is also being able to have it as a place for your home and your life.
Yes. And to really round out one layer deep, Chris is extremely passionate about having an AI for your kids.
Yeah.
Your kids in your home, right? Start teaching them how to use it. Build your home brain.
Yes.
Your home brain. So that's exciting. So Yaya is going to be our guinea pig on that one.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to even have a version where it can help kids create companies.
Yeah. No, because, I mean, if you have a kid right now and let's just say that they're under, let's just say 10 years old or even they're under 18, whatever. Get them using AI. Get them familiar with it because this is going to be what the world is built on in the future.
It is. I was fighting it for a long time, but it is. Yeah. Not fighting it. I didn't want to get in that game because I didn't want to be like all the other AI softwares. But then when I found the thing, the vision, how I wanted it as a brain versus just like an AI bot or agent, changed so many things. And it created this excitement. And because I'm so organized, I have everything you could ever want to like set up the brain.
Yeah.
We put every morning date is in there. All 92 morning date topics, discussions, micro plays. I think our VS program, how many were there? We have trainings for our virtual assistants because through Woot Recruit, we do virtual assistant recruiting. I think there were 647 documents.
Oh, yeah.
647 micro plays.
Yeah.
That were alone. Just uploaded alone for the VSs. How to train your VA, right? Like, you know, etiquette. How do you answer a phone? What happens if your internet goes out? Like,
yeah.
All that has been fed into it because you're probably all using a VA.
Yeah.
So all that's been fed into it. So we're excited because it can also have, like I said, a home functionality will be coming soon. If your children want to start to create their own business or business ideas, it will be phenomenal. And it's controlled, right? Because it's not allowing outside information in.
Yeah.
When you start with your core brain and as a parent, you can see what they're doing, the documents they've uploaded, the documents they've downloaded.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And so that's a really great feature. And so is Leia like...
What we all attempted to build inside of ChatGPT, our own GPT. Mine isn't near done, so should I give that... Are you saying that you should give that the attention instead of give that up?
So you can talk in depth about this, because we have a million ChatGPT bots.
Right. So we still use ChatGPT, like, a lot. But I think really going back to... I think one layer deep is what's the purpose behind it? Is the purpose to house, organize, and distribute information for your business and be able to allow your team to have access to specific documentation, specific things in your business, and be able to execute it instantly? Or even if they see a gap or the conversation that's happening inside your company, do you have the ability to be able to put that fix in place for a process that doesn't quite exist right now? You know, is it somewhere that they can actually see it instantly?
Yeah, and ChatGPT has a limitation on how much you can upload into it as far as number of documents. I found that out. And then ChatGPT, you can't... It remembers in that thread, but that thread will cap out. It doesn't live on forever. I mean, I can cap out a thread in ChatGPT in about half a day. And then you have to start a new thread. So it's not its own brain. It's only a thread. Like if you're on social media and you comment and there's all the replies, that's kind of the thread, if you could envision that.
And then you also, and then here, Amy, just to give you a little bit of education here, is what you're also dealing with is information outside of your business that might influence the way that your team runs. So if you're building the structure for your business supposed to run a specific way with a specific outcome, you need to make sure that you can control that environment and deliver only what's needed. So again, the idea of the concept of one layer deep is delivering the right information to the right person in the right way at the right time.
Yeah. And then with the ChatGPT bots, there's a cap on how many outputs. If they're not a paying member, and you give them a link to the bot, it will cap out. It's not unlimited questions. We'll come back and we'll cap out at a certain point. Do you know what that point is?
I think there's like a per hour, like a five per hour, or like, yeah. I think it was five per whatever it was. I don't know.
Yeah. So it will cap out after so many questions if you just share the link. So again, but we love ChatGPT. We use it for a lot of things. But if it's for a company, for a team, for my company to run, not necessarily ideation or new ideas, or I want to research something, but you can still do that in Leia.
Right.
I would say Leia is better than ChatGPT for my team.
It's built with a specific purpose.
Because even if I share that link and then I fire them, they get to keep that link. Like, they still have access to the link or the information in it. With Leia, when you let go of someone, access is removed.
You literally remove that user. And then, yeah.
Now, if you're giving them a paid ChatGPT account, then you can remove them as a user.
Right.
I don't know if you're giving them a link to your bot or if you're giving them a paid version to a ChatGPT corporate account.
Yeah.
So, and even in ChatGPT, if you were giving them a paid corporate account, it still doesn't save the information. It doesn't know your business. You're not building a core brain. You're just working in chat threads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just to go back real quick to like the reason why we're doing it is what we're trying to do is create a seamless environment for creators to create, for builders to build, to be able to just literally hand it off to a person in the office, an office manager, and to be able to let them just take it and run with it and say, oh, by the way, I just created six different documents that are now organized into our game plans. To be able to have that kind of speed at which somebody can actually create that's not you, and have that in your system organized with tracking documentation.
Yeah, so with ChatGPT, anything they put into it or you tell it, you may not necessarily be able to get it back.
And
it lives in the thread and it goes into the ethers.
and there's so much that we have on the roadmap that we are teeing up to build out, and just a little taste of it is just being able to have AI assisted updates and versioning of your processes in real time. Literally, you open up a microplay and you can have it tweak and edit depending on the, let's say it's the owner that's doing it. Tweak and edit and actually refine a new version of that process. Let's say you update, like you said, you mentioned, update pricing by, like, instead of $50 an hour, it's now $52.5. To be able to do versionings and tweak that so that, again, the information doesn't live and die, you know, it's outdated.
Or doesn't live and die in a thread.
In a thread.
Yeah. And so, one thing that was really important to me is, again, all the skeptical people out there are like, well, I don't want to upload all my stuff. Well, I've already uploaded all my stuff and given it to everybody. But what was really important to me was, just like with ChatGPT, if I use it, I make the bots, that's great. I might not be able to get all my stuff back. And if I ask ChatGPT, give me everything back, it's not going to give it back to me in an organized way or necessarily in a right way. How many times have we ran down the prompt and we said, make me a new prompt so I can go put this in a new thread, because we've capped out the thread. And it doesn't make it right the next time you go.
Yeah.
What was really important to me with Leia was that owners and teams have the ability to create documents to capture their microplays, right? To capture their processes and download them. Take them with you.
Yeah.
You own them, right? Take them with you. It doesn't just live in the brain and you're just like, well, I put all this work in the brain and I don't want to use your product no more. I can't get it. No, it's not going to work that way. You can document your processes in there. You can download all those documents if you want.
Yeah.
I'm a business owner just like you guys, just like you. And I want to make sure that what we make works, and it works well, and it works for everybody, not just my paycheck. So, that's really important to me that they can be downloaded. And now if you're just having chats in Leia, yeah, those are just chats and you're teaching the brain. But when you go to make your processes, you go to document them, you can put them in a doc and then you can have those with you, take them with you. You can organize them. They're yours to have. We're not holding them hostage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that it scrolled past, but I know Tiffany mentioned about technicians, being able to add technicians into Leia.
Yes.
So for those companies that, again, all service companies that have an element of delivery of service. So let's say you own a bakery or a repair shop. We have a couple people who have repair shops.
Yeah, we have a tire shop in there, guys.
So for those that are servicing, you know, the job, being able to have them, what we're going to be rolling out is having a separate type of access for them so that literally you have the brain there so they can ask a question, what do I do if? So again, the pattern and the phrasing of one layer deep, it's the right information to the right person in the right way at the right time. Having them just be able to ask and have the right stuff in front of them without all of the stuff.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for what they need at that moment, the way they need to digest it.
The other thing we thought about already, there are user access. So let's just say I'm the owner and I upload my financials, but I don't need my office admin to know my financials. She won't have access to that. We already have tiered access. We already have technicians built in. It's just not ready yet. We already have it on the roadmap. That user's already there. But we've already thought, like I said, I'm a user too. It has to work for my businesses. I don't want necessarily like my sales reps to have my QuickBooks downloads.
Yeah.
And so we have tiered access for like owners, leadership, admin, technicians, like people in the field or delivering the service. So there is, like I said, this is made for business. ChatGPT, as amazing as it is, it's made for business and consumers, right? It's like, give me the recipe for chicken curry,
right?
Or make me an SOP. So it can do both.
Yeah. And the best phrasing I can say is all the things.
Yeah, it does all the things well. We're more around a central ecosystem, whether it's a business or your family, because we want to build the family one. Or like I'm making one for me and my assistant. So I can just put all my answers to everything when bills are due and it can just tell her what the hell to do.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like a personal assistant. So it's more like an ecosystem. It's not made for more like one-off, but you can start that way. It's not really a chat bot. Like we're not just chatting.
That's like one small little piece.
Yeah. We're creating.
Yeah.
We're building. So Leia will help you organize it and map it, the business.
Yeah.
Right. The community is to help you refine it. You can say, hey, Tiffany, I just mapped my sales process. Could you take a look at it for me? Like, is it broken? Or you can share in the community, say, hey, what do you think? Oh, it looks great. Okay, great. Now I'm going to go refine it and execute it. Or someone could say, oh my gosh, you forgot this step in the sales process. Oh, you're right. I didn't even realize that. That's what the community for. It's not necessarily a social place. That's why I took it off of Facebook.
Yep.
It's more about building and refining. Let me get feedback. I'm not the expert.
Right.
Maybe I need help. I need a second pair of eyes to look at it. Because it's funny. You guys, people ask questions. Chris will put it through AI, through Leia to answer your question.
Say, I play with Leia and here's what she said.
Yeah. And we're doing that on purpose because we're wanting to see how does she react? Because the biggest thing I've learned in business right now, this day and age, has nothing to do with the level of effort. We're all working our asses off. It has nothing to do with the level of effort. And I think it doesn't even have a lot to do with the level of education we have. In the book, we read the statement yesterday about like, if a half Mexican, half native, uneducated girl from Oklahoma can do this, anybody can.
Yeah.
I don't know what the exact word was.
It was quoted in One Layer Deep.
It's quoted in One Layer Deep. You know, anybody can. And what I've noticed where the biggest gap is, right, it's not an effort, it's not an education. It's really a knowing right way to ask the question to get the answer we need.
Yes.
We suck, or at least I did and do, suck at asking the right question. AI is so powerful. But if you don't know how to ask the question, you can't get what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So therefore, sometimes we get everything. Like it's the info BC.
And there goes in the next problem, which is information overload. And we're back to square one on we can't even make the decision to execute the outcome.
Because you're in an analysis paralysis, right? Too much information. Yeah. And so that's my goal, right? Simple, organized, will help you map it, will help you refine it, and will help you execute it. Well, you're going to execute it. And this is all a tool.
Yeah.
And it's all a tool to help people grow, to learn how to ask the right questions, to learn how to get it out of their head and finally somewhere, right? And Leia's not perfect. It's a brand new product, brand new tool.
We're still building it every single day.
It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait till we connect it to QuickBooks. That's one of my big integrations. So that I can just ask QuickBooks, what's my current like COGS? What's the profit and loss this week? Where are we in the red? And Leia can talk to QuickBooks and tell me.
Yeah.
And so I can't, that's one of my top priority integrations. Because as a small business owner, we don't like the numbers for some reason. We like money, but we don't like the numbers for some reason. And so for us, like this morning date was like more to tell you where our headspace is and where the future of us are going. Leia will be added to WootRecruit next.
Yeah.
We are super excited for that. We're going to roadmap it out. You'll start to see it phase in slowly. And we'll keep our, you know, customers updated on the changes and what's going to happen. But it's just going to make hopefully recruiting so much easier. But we had to nail her first. No, not we had to nail it down first, the AI. And then before we could start to add it to our products, to our other tools. And to make them better and better and better.
Yeah.
Are there any questions? Yeah, we have to learn how to ask better questions. We do. And I think that's, it's not, here's what I've noticed. It's not a lack of information. We have signed up and we have bought all kinds of crap. Like a course and a program. And that's, I'm really passionate about this part. It's what I didn't want to do. And there's nothing against it. I have coaches I'm friends with, like, but I didn't, there's a whole bunch of stuff out there right now to buy. It's like information overload. And we think every course is the solution or the answer. And we buy another course and we buy another course, but we don't execute. We have a really hard time with the execution part because we have all this stuff, but we don't know how to, one, implement it. We don't know how to implement it into the business. We need another pair of eyes. Like, we need some refinement. How do we make it ours? Not theirs, ours. And then finally, how do I actually execute? And the execution piece is the hard piece. But we have all these courses. And so if you were just to go back through your drives, everything you bought, your emails, like your Google Docs, your spreadsheets, because we're all hoarders too, because I don't know what my Google Drive seems to look like. We're all hoarders, and it's the questions. We probably already have so much information that we paid for, like I said, in courses. And I told Chris this year, like, do not let me sign up for anything. Like, I've gotten so much stuff. I already have it. Like, I just need to do it.
Yeah.
You know, there are seasons of learning. There are seasons of implementation. And there are seasons of rest, right? And you just got to decide, like, what season am I in? You can't learn and implement at the same time. That'd be trying to, like, declutter your closet while organizing it at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do. You have to do one, then you do the other. But I find, especially for me, I was just in that learn, because I didn't want to implement. I didn't want to execute. Because one, it was scary. Like, just to be honest, it was scary. I didn't know what I was doing. You don't know what you're doing. And so I just thought if I signed up for another course, it was the same thing as working. I was like,
yeah,
I'm doing something.
I'm staying busy.
I have to do something else.
It's going to be incredible for my business.
And believe me, I've learned a lot. Don't get me wrong. But I was avoiding the execution.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to take that course, that thing I bought, that document, and make it my own either. How do I make it my own? And then how do I put it somewhere where people actually know it? You could literally just tell Leia what you want and she remembers all of it. Like, you could literally just have a day and explain your business to her, and everything you told her, you would never have to repeat again.
Yes.
I want to say that again, business owners. You could take a day and tell her everything about your business.
How much do you think you'd be able to accomplish and execute on purely what you know right now at this second? And I think for most people, the answer is, I actually don't know the ceiling to which I can execute. Yeah. I don't know how large I can get because I know so much.
Well,
I just need to execute.
There's distraction too. I think we can use it as distraction. For in 2025, guys, I made a goal to not read a single book. That was my 2025 goal. And I saw everybody setting goals to, like, read 20 books a year. I'm like, how would you possibly accomplish anything in the book if you're reading 20 a year? Nothing against reading that much. I'm a slow reader anyways.
Right.
But my goal in 2025 was not to read a single book, because the prior year I read all these books and then I felt like, Leanna, I felt guilty because I didn't do any of them.
Yeah.
Then I felt like a loser because I didn't execute and all those things I wanted to do. And I just, it's like, and here's the other thing it does. I haven't talked about this, but it's like you're chipping away at your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're buying and you're learning, but you're not executing, so that you get down on yourself because you didn't do it, but you see somebody else did it. And then all of a sudden I feel like inadequate because they didn't, I didn't.
Yeah.
But I didn't read a single book in 2025, except for my own, because I had to proofread the thing about 500 million times. But here's the thing, I learned more in 2025 than I ever have, and I didn't read one book.
Yeah. I really want to go back to that idea of you need small wins. Like you chip away at your self-confidence over time, and there's nothing, it depletes it. There's nothing left. I actually talked with somebody, I think about a month ago, somebody in an office, and right now I could see it in their eyes that they were drained. And I told them that you need small wins in order to continue going and to be able to execute at the level that you can execute at. You need small wins to start to pick up that pace.
Yeah.
And so there was a few things that were chunked out there with it was like micro. We like to do everything in micro. But micro blocking your time for specific things like workouts. I do micro workouts. But micro vacations as well.
Yeah, we do daycations at home to try to get away and get small, because we have small children still.
Yeah.
And here's a great question, and I don't know the answer, but I think it's a great question. You feel like a student and less of a business owner. Let's just use a doctor, for an example. Doctor goes to school for an X amount of time to learn what they need to know, then to graduate, then to go practice. Business owners, I do think we should always kind of, you know, always be learning. And I think that always be learning actually means to be open to new things or changing things. But I don't think it's to always be a student. I think that has to come and go, because if, like you said, if I'm always a student, then how am I a business owner? And so I think there's, like we said, seasons or cycles of I learn and I implement and I rest and I learn. But we don't rest enough. And so we're constantly running in burnout.
Yeah.
And we're constantly in learning mode. And then we're down kind of on ourselves because we're tired and we're burnt out and we didn't get anything done.
Yeah.
That was me. That was like literally the story of my life for a while.
Yeah. And so, you know, they say like with kids in college is some kids that start out, they go through college because one is they don't know what they want. And so they go to school and they start to learn and they start to stay in college. But then they stay in there for 4 years, and then they stay in there for another 4 years. And I think it's because they're still unsure of what they're going to do with their career, with their life. Mm-hmm. They're not sure, so they become, I forget what the term is, but they stay there in college learning. And I think the only thing that is preventing that is that they haven't decided on what to execute on.
Or what type of adult do they want to be?
Yeah.
Right? What type of, what have you decided on what type of owner you want to be? That was an interesting decision for me because I had to stop doing certain things, stop avoiding certain things, and actually decide what kind of owner do I want to be, right? Do I, like, what kind of values do I want to have? And just start showing up. Like, the amazing thing that happened in our businesses when I stopped overlearning, right? Because we still need to learn. I stopped overlearning and I started showing up every day for the businesses. That's right. I said every day. The progress in myself as a leader was amazing, but not just me. It was like the team. I saw so much growth in the people.
Yeah.
And it was like, I was like, man, I stopped overlearning. So I cleared that calendar and I started having daily meetings. I started showing up. I started doing work. And I cleared the meeting. I cleared the calendar of the learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so a great test, Dan Martell would tell you, show me your calendar and I'll show you your priority. Take a look at your calendars and say, am I overlearning right now? And I'm not. Like, look at your calendar and it's going to tell you your priorities. You can't, to me, be a great leader if you're always learning.
Yeah.
Or if you're not always learning, if you're overlearning, sorry.
Right.
Because you're not giving them attention. You're not giving the business the attention. You think you are because you're learning.
And
I think that's where I got confused.
Yeah. No, and what you're saying is, you know, I want to go back to one layer deep because it's, you know, what do you really want out of your business right now? Cut out all the other noise that's going on around you and figure out, again, ask yourself that question is, what do I really want out of the business right now? Like, how do I want to show up?
Yeah.
And then go and execute on that.
Yeah, I was like, it's funny, this year, not this year, but in 2025, I did the least amount of learning I've ever done in my life. And I think I learned the most. Because I left a lot of things in 2025. A lot of programs I was in, I left a lot of courses. Now, that being said, I think that programs are great. I think sometimes we need them. I actually think one-to-one coaching is going to make a comeback. Because I think AI is going to be the gap between a program and one-to-one coaching.
The bridge.
The bridge. It's going to fill the gap, right? Because if I'm in a program for information, I can get that information online now. But one-to-one coaching, you're giving me something that AI cannot give you, which is a connection. It's a relationship. So, I mean, I haven't talked about this publicly. This is just my feeling of how I see the world evolving. And I see one-to-one coaching making a big comeback when it kind of faded.
Yeah.
Programs and courses kind of took over. I think people are going to long for that connection that a coach can, like a one-to-one coach can give you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, well, take Instacart, for example, is people don't want to go to the stores anymore because it's exhausting to go to the store for different reasons. You have the bread aisle, and you have 100 different types of bread. And you're still confused on which one to get. But if you had somebody actually going there and saying, this is what the retail as well is telling me exactly what I should be getting and why, you know, you have people who, like in Nordstrom, they were big on having somebody there to actually figure out what you should wear, why,
yeah.
Get you dressed, try this on. Yeah, I'm going to have 3 outfits for you. Try them on. And then you walk away out with a couple new pairs of clothes. I mean, that's what it is. It's like, instead of me having to decide which of these thousands of pieces of clothing or types of bread, just tell me what to execute on.
Yeah. And so businesses, it's funny because we say business is hard. Once you figure out yourself and you figure out what kind of leader you want to be. And when I say figure out yourself, I figured out like my avoidance. My self-sabotaging was the overlearning, over-consuming. Once you figure that, business actually becomes extremely easy.
Yeah.
Easy. So easy. I've never had as many employees as we have now. It's like, I can't wait to go to bed so I can wake up so I can go back to work tomorrow. I'm like, can we go to bed early? Because I'm excited for tomorrow. I mean, I've never lived that way before. And it was my self-sabotaging. I was self-sabotaging myself in business and life, to be honest. And so I suggest, you know, we talked about Leia and why I was doing it, my mission and the vision and all that jazz. And then, like, why did we do it? This is why we did it. These things that we're talking about. I've been there. I've overconsumed. I've overpaid for stuff. I've avoided the things. I've been a horrible leader. I would like to think I'm becoming a better leader. I've been a horrible mom, for God's sakes. Not bad, like horrible. Just I wasn't the best version of a mom for my 27-year-old. But that goes back to same thing in business. I had to figure myself out. And, you know, at the end of the day, I have to say, once you figure out, like, how you're self-sabotaging, it becomes easier. I think we have some questions that we could drop. I do. I have some questions I could drop. So I'm going to challenge all of you guys. I don't want the answers. The answers aren't for me. They're for you. To the questions, but to see how are you self-sabotaging? And it's not just in business. How we self-sabotage shows up in our marriage, in our health, in our and in our business, and in how we parent, in our friendships. It shows up everywhere. And it's an extremely powerful thing to look at.
Yeah. And there's also a few examples of questions in the book, One Layer Deep, in one of the personal notes of the book for self-sabotage.
Yeah, I actually do talk about self-sabotage in the book because I was sabotaging myself all the time to fail, to beat myself up and to beat myself down. And I felt like inadequate and why is everybody else can do it and I can't? And here's the other thing you guys all have to think about. You're like, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. If it's hard right now, it's because it's supposed to be hard. So you have to figure out how to get to the easy side, right? It's this business. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Stop comparing yourself. I don't know why us women do this. I do not see men do it. I used to be in a lawn care group with a whole bunch of guys, and they never did this. They never did it. And I find in female-owned businesses, we are constantly beating ourselves down because we're comparing ourselves to our peer. Constantly. But we do this to ourselves, and it's not healthy, and it needs to stop. Be proud of where you are. You're exactly where you're supposed to be.
And if it's taking action, I just want to say one last thing here. And it's the idea of, you know, student to whatever you want to call it, business owner, master, whatever trade, is I think all we need is a quick win. We need a taste of simplicity. We need a taste of execution in the smallest dose. And that's what I've seen in a few people that that have started using Leia is, you know, I've seen before and I've met with these people and a few people that just, they can never really click with how things are being shared or taught in, you know, in business. But they had a taste of a small win, of creating this small execution, this micro play. And all of a sudden, now they're like every single day, just creating, dropping in. And now I can see that there's like a light bulb that went off in their brain. And they're like, I get it now.
Yeah, some of them are already almost done, like creating their entire system.
But it's these micro executions that have to happen for us to get a taste of what's possible. Just look at anything else. Is get a taste of what's possible without still feeling like a student.
Yeah, I love your comment, Tiffany. A number is simply a number. It does not define you. We talk about this in the book, right? The vehicle and the vessel. Your business does not define you. It's not your vessel. It's the vehicle to get to the next thing that you want to go to.
Yeah. The business is not meant to carry you. It's meant to move you forward.
No. Yeah, it doesn't define you. A bad quarter or a bad month doesn't define you. We feel bad. We take it home. We take it personal. It doesn't. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. I think accepting that too is hard, Tiffany, to say, I'm supposed to be right here. I'm supposed to be failing. I'm supposed to mess up. Or I'm like, oh, shit, like, don't let me do that again. Like, that was a mistake. Or that was an epic failure. I mean, I still have that. I'm like, well, that sucked.
Yeah.
But it doesn't define you. A number is a number. Olu, love Paul, posted a comment yesterday. Would you rather have $1 million business, right, and have to work every day or be held hostage to it or whatever, or have a $500,000 business and have freedom? That's what people aren't teaching. Yeah. I think that is so powerful. Everyone's chasing like a revenue, but I know this because I built a $1 million cleaning company in 3 years, but I didn't have no profit. But nobody asked that question. Instead of chasing that revenue, chase the thing that means something to you.
Yeah.
What means something to you? Is it freedom? Is it profit? Is it a metric number? Like they say revenue is a vanity number because you could be a $10 million company, but be miserable or be broke. I know software companies. I know a lot of software companies, like 10, 20, 50 million broke, ain't got no profit.
Yeah.
They operate like literally in the red. Why do you think freaking angel investing was created? That's not why, but that helps. And so I think that as owners, we don't talk about that enough, right? We think here's what I love. I love this topic. Everyone thinks there's a magic formula or a magic course that I'm going to buy and it's going to, not even Leo will solve all your problems. There's a magic thing that I'm going to buy and all of a sudden I'm going to have the answer.
Well, there's one magic button.
What's that?
Execution.
Oh, execution. But there isn't. I think it's figuring out what's important to you. I would ask you, what are you chasing? Are you chasing money? Well, like profit, freedom, a lifestyle. And that's okay. Maybe it's a lifestyle. But what are you chasing and why are you chasing it? Right? That kind of goes into the self-sabotage. What are we chasing and why are we chasing it? I don't want a $5 million cleaning company. I have friends who have had them or have them. I saw people build them in front of me and I saw the amount of like work.
Yeah.
And not work, just even like churn, employee turnover, customer turnover. And I was kind of like, man, I don't know. Like, I love my cleaning company, but I don't want that. Like turnover of leadership. I was like, I don't want that. But how do I get to $100 million with my cleaning company? That's my goal, right?
Yeah.
It's not, my goal isn't $100 million, but, and so I took a different route. Like, there's always a different way. There's not one way to skin a cat, right? That's that phrase. Cat's behind us somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just like that saying. And to me, there's not one way to run a business. Just like, there's not one way to skin a cat. There's not one way to run a business. It's what do you want and why do you want it?
Yeah. And I've had to battle with myself on this a couple times and figure out what I want. Like, we can hear the band sound checking. But one way that I really, with one layer deep, I go through the one layer deep exercise of, you know, what do I really want? Cut the BS and go ahead and do the hard thing. But what I say is I put my name in there. I instead of saying I actually replace it with, what does Chris really want right now? And I sit on it. I literally sit on it and shut up. And then I ask again, what does Chris really want right now? I think you also helped me out with that before, is putting your name out there and actually putting it in paper, you know, out there in the world. It changes the way that you see it. Instead of just, what do I really want? It's, no, what does Chris really want right now? What does Amy really want right now? What does Tiffany really want right now?
I think instead of focusing on whatever it is that you're focusing on, and you might be focusing on it, you focus on, because you have the profit, freedom. How do I get freedom? Maybe I have to hire a really great office person and take a hit to my profit temporarily until that person can grow me back to it. It's also taking the risk, right? Can I take the risk? Do I trust enough to just give it to somebody? You guys read the book, right? It's the person waiting on the bank, waiting every day for someone to drown so that you can go save them.
Right. Yeah.
We can't constantly keep saving either. And so you have to keep, this is something I learned in software. You have to keep hiring until you find the right fit. You have to fire fast. Like the second you see they're not the right fit, it's like next. I mean, I got to watch Dan hire, I think like 5 salespeople and he only needed one. And he hired 5. And we literally got to watch him test them. And he hired them. He didn't just like test project them.
Right.
He hired 5. And we got to watch him exclude the, like, one by one. Nope, you're out. you're gone. And you're like, oh crap.
Yeah.
That's how he, like, you're like, oh, this is how people run businesses. Mm-hmm. You're like, holy macaroni. You know, we hire this one and we put all this effort into one and we think this one's going to be great. And we put in 3 months and then it,
yeah.
And it doesn't work. And then we get mad and upset and we think it's us. And it's probably, maybe it is us, because there's that phrase, it's always us. But I think too, it's taking the risk. If I have the profit, let me take the risk. But it's got to work within, like, you got to see the profit come back up in, you know, a couple weeks or a month.
Yeah.
And then you know they're the right person. If it takes a dip and it doesn't come back up, then we know they're not the right person. There's an interesting, like, thing that happens in the universe to me. Like Chris said, say it out loud. And my mom and dad, I want to tell you guys a little story. My mom and dad bought a piece of property in Oklahoma. And right now they have a trailer on it because they're going to build a house. I originally had bought them a piece of property and gave it to them to build a house on. And then they're like, no, we don't want it. I was like, well, fine. So they bought their own piece of property. And my dad is retired. He helps me with a ton of stuff. And he got two containers. He got containers on the property. And he concreted in between the containers. And he wanted to overbuild, like, the steel roof so he could work. He's retired, but he still works in Dayton day and night. I know exactly where I get it from. And he wants the roof over the containers, a steel roof, metal roof. And I told my mom and Chris, I said, man, I wish I could buy it for my dad. I said, just right now is not a good time for me. I got Austin going into college. Like, we launched Leia, which is taking me some money. Like, and I took the risk and gamble on that. So, we, you know, we're doing certain things. Oh, I bought the building, which is like money pit. And I was like, man, I really wish I could do this for my dad. And I said it out loud, said it to my mom, and I said it to Chris. It was something, it would mean a lot to me. Do you guys know what happened? Literally like two or three weeks ago, I was in Fort Myers and one of my friends needed us to clean his building last minute. He bought a building, sight unseen. He's got more money than me. He's like, Libby, I need a cleaning. FedEx is going to lease the building from me tomorrow. And I was like, are you kidding me? And so we're friends from EO and I sent a bunch of cleaners there. I went because the building had never been seen. He didn't even know what we were going into. Anyways, he's like, you can have whatever you want in it. I just need it cleaned out. Like, we had to clean it out, like take out computer desks and chairs and all kinds of stuff. And yes, I was in the field like 2 weeks ago for this job overseeing it. It was kind of fun to get out of the office and out of the computer. And there were metal buildings in the back, giant metal buildings. And he's like, FedEx is going to lease the building for the next 7 years. And I said, he goes, you can have anything you want anywhere. I was like, seriously? And he goes, yeah. I said, those metal buildings back there, can I have those? He's like, yeah, you can have all of them. There were four. Four?
Yeah, four.
Four. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, okay, I'll take them.
Game on.
Game on. And I believe it's because I said it into the world. I said, I would love to do this for my dad right now. And so what I did was I paid people to come out, tear those metal buildings down, and we hauled them to Oklahoma. And I feel like if I wouldn't have said it out loud, I wouldn't have realized it. One, that I wanted to do it. And that when I heard it, it clicked. It was like, oh my God. And so I got to do that for my dad. It cost me some money, right? I had to tear them down. I had to pay people. We shipped them back to Hugo. But when you put it out into the world, it will come back to you.
Yeah.
100% believe it. And so, Amy, put it out into the world. What are you looking for? What do you want? What do you want? Like, why do you want it? Who's a perfect office person? And then when you find that person, you have to work on yourself. Because it takes another level of owner to then manager. And it's not, you know, and that's the hard part, you know, because you can't micromanage, you can't over-delegate, under-delegate. You have to learn that balance. But anyways, this goes back to the self-sabotaging and putting things out in the world and stating them out loud. That was my story about the metal containers. And so for me, it was amazing to be able to do that for my dad.
Yeah.
And then I told him, can I have one? It's like, can I have one of those if you don't need all four? And it was just amazing to say, I said it out loud. It wasn't something that I could afford to do at the time. And me and Chris, the next day showed up. We hauled steel things off the roof. We were standing on the top of a cargo trailer.
Yeah.
Hauling sheets of corrugated steel off the roof of metal buildings. And I was proud to be able to do that for my dad. So that was great. It's not just business. It's life.
Yeah.
Like the whole self-sabotage, putting it out there, being vulnerable. I think that was probably the hardest thing for me too, is to say I want something is a level of vulnerability that most women are not comfortable with.
Yeah.
I was not. Because if I said it out loud, then that means I didn't know it, or I wasn't smart enough, or I didn't want anyone to think. And it's being vulnerable to say it out loud, to say, like, I want freedom. Or you can say, I want money.
Yep.
Most of us can't say it.
So I just want to recap real quick. It's like, with that first statement of, you know, what does Chris really want? And then ask yourself, what needs to be true for that to happen?
What do you want?
I want to go see Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Chris is a fan too, but I drug him here.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's knowing what you really want and then what needs to be true. We learned that statement from, God, it was probably from Dan. Was it Dan?
Yeah.
It was someone in SAS Academy.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful statement. You can use it with your kids. We use it with our employees. What needs to be true?
To make this happen.
To make this happen. What needs to be true? Very simple question. Very powerful impact that it can have. And if you can't answer it, then there's no way you can achieve it, because you don't even know what it looks like.
Yep.
So if you don't know how to answer what needs to be true for this to happen, you're going to have a very hard time achieving it.
Yeah.
And that's not impossible. I'm just saying you have to be able to answer it to get it. All right, guys, this was great. If you have other questions about AI tools, Leia, ChatGPT, anything like that, we are, you know, to me, we're the tech and AI gurus, systems experts, or at least we try to be systems experts. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.